Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I am delighted to have two industry leaders in the studio with us, John Healy, Vice President and GM of the Data Center Network Solutions Group at Intel, and Gabriel DiPiazza, VP of Products and Solutions in Telco and NFE at VMware. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Allison. Thank you.
So, Gabriel, this is your first time on Chip Chat, I believe. So why don't you go ahead and first just start with an introduction about your background within the telco arena and role at VMware.
Sure. My name is Gabriel DiPiazza, and I've been in and around the telecoms and media entertainment industry for the last, I hate to say, 20 years now. I have been at VMware now for a bit over a year, where I focus on driving the creation, architecture, and partner solutions around telco NFE, key market for VMware, where we are experiencing a lot of growth.
And John, you've been on the program before, but why don't you go ahead and quickly introduce yourself?
Sure, and great to be back on Chip Chat again, and it's great to share the floor with Gabriel this time around. So I'm responsible for our network solutions within the data center group, and think of that as all of the work we need to do to help our partners like VMware and customers to really use our technologies to help them to bring to the market the solutions upon which NFV and the transforming network will be enabled. So we focus very much on activities within the industry, in the open source, within the standards work, and also very much with our partners to ensure that we're enabling the aggregation of the technologies we invent and invest in and the work that they do within their products so that we together bring solutions to the market and enable our customers to shorten their deployment cycles.
Now, the topic of today's interview is around harmonization of open source and standards in telecom, and this is a continued focus since the early days of discussion of network function virtualization. And of course, the telco industry has a history of embracing industry standards. Why is this so important at this point in time? Gabriel, I don't know if you want to just kick us off with your perspective here.
Yes. So I think it's important because I think NFV is a major advancement in how networks are built. And with every discontinuity, there's also a community of new players and new entrants that are innovating in the market. So I think the combination of open source and commercial-based solutions is something that I think actually can foster innovation. And there are new standards being built, new standards being proposed, and I think there needs to be really a community coming together to work to advance something such as critical as a telecom network. And NFV is experiencing this right now.
What types of standards are critical in terms of the transformation of the network, and why has open source played such an important role in that pursuit, John?
If we can consider the end state that the industry is trying to achieve, it's one of, as Gabriel said, really a faster cycle time for innovation and a faster cycle time for new services deployment. And if we consider the path toward 5G and new types of experiences and new types of services, that really will become more the underpinnings for how the economies grow and develop in multiple different vertical markets. You need to be capable of bringing together the disparate but harmonized sets of assets across the industry, whether it's in the composition of a service from multiple different vendors or the policing and management of the SLAs and quality assurances across the applications. And to do that, you need to be capable of bringing together multiple different services and onboarding them, is the term people use, into your management and orchestration stacks, and be capable of deploying them in a manner that can then run optimally within the network platforms. Now, to do that, you need layers of standardization to occur or interfaces to develop such that you have the ability to create lines of demarcation between different pools of assets, like around the platform. We've seen in NFV the concept of a virtual infrastructure manager and the need for a northbound, looking up from the platform, control and management layer. And then within the control and management, we see the need for the ability to bring different virtual network functions onto the stack through standardized interfaces. So to manage the resources within the platform, then to manage the onboarding of different applications onto that platform, we need standards to evolve, and they are evolving across the community. Open source role within that, which was the second part of your question, is really about harnessing a community of developers then to lower barriers to entry but also to harness a much broader base of diverse views and skill sets to speed the path to both the innovative stage at the front end and, as importantly, the certification and testing and ruggedizing of those components and capabilities as they come to market.
Gabriel, obviously Intel and VMware have a very rich history of joint collaboration in the market, and our collaborations are traditionally been known for more focus on the data center and data center virtualization and delivery of software-defined infrastructure. This extends this to the NFV market. How does that collaboration with Intel influence the development of VMware-based solutions for the comm service provider industry?
Yes, I think you're right on point. Let's say the heritage of VMware in the software-defined data center, it's immediately applicable to the architecture and build-out of these new virtualized telecom networks. There are very specific requirements, sometimes very demanding requirements from a telecommunication network perspective that cannot be overlooked. And here is where the collaboration with Intel is very important. From initiatives we have in how to actually optimize data plane, performance, acceleration, throughput, and so forth, all the way to standardization around interoperability, to actually making sure that the applications or the VNS, virtualized network functions, are actually onboarded according to some common methodologies. We've been working with Jones Group and with Intel actually pretty much across the board, from how to embed technologies deep into our infrastructure and how to actually evolve lower level infrastructure all the way to foster a community of developers and also standards on the automation and onboarding of VNFs.
What are the noticeable advances that you see, and how are we tracking in terms of what expectations were for the evolution of virtualized networks within the comm service provider space?
Firstly, we are seeing continued progress, continued momentum, increasingly in terms of live network deployments, running real traffic over real virtualized functions, virtualized applications. And they're not confined to any one particular element of the market. We see it in the wireless market, both on the access side and in the edge. We see it in the cable market with virtualization of some of the cable management services, virtualization of customer premise equipment right down at the premise. And the numbers in between as we start to see the industry move toward real implementation and real deployment and live traffic behavior and live traffic implementations. So continued momentum from that perspective. Within the community, some pretty interesting developments. I mean, we saw ONAP formed recently in bringing together two other efforts that were occurring within the open source. And I think that some level of convergence amongst these efforts is going to continue. And we see those different efforts, whether it's within OPNFV or Open Daylight or these others, they are continuing to bring incrementally more rich releases to market as each of their distributions continue to progress. So it seems like the open source community is continuing to materialize and also going through its natural maturing in terms of some convergence where it makes sense. Relative to expectation, I think we're tracking quite well, but I think we have some interesting and pretty meaty challenges now in this current phase of how we can help the industry to move forward, which is why collaborations between, you know, Intel and VMware are so important to help our customers to overcome this kind of next wave of implementation that they desire.
Now, this wouldn't be an Intel chip chat without a little discussion of chips, and obviously Intel just released its new Xeon scalable processors. How do these apply to the network workloads, and how do they make a difference in terms of what comm service providers are able to do with their networked infrastructure?
The launch of the Xeon scalable processors is actually really, 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 and I'd say three times purposely exciting for the market and what we're collectively delivering here, because these are products that are workload optimized, they're cloud optimized, specifically in terms of the capabilities that are within the product, whether it's performance optimizations for encryption, decryption, or security, or optimizations around the I/O with integration of high-speed Ethernet, or the specific scale that's provided for the applications that are being supported within cloud-like deployments and implementations, and the support of those within the infrastructure of the platform. Is really, really important because we have now a true integrated set of offerings that are designed for cloud-based workloads and designed for the support of the kinds of applications that we need to enable in NFV. So you're really setting forth the path to a set of NFV-capable applications to be supported on the path to 5G in highly scalable, highly performant environments. So the work we do with VMware as a partner is ensuring that those optimizations and capabilities within the platform are then exposed to and enabled within their product portfolio.
Let me sum up with three core thoughts here. One is performance, second one is efficiency, and third one is also security, right? So elaborating on that, performance, obviously, I think data plane is one of the core topics to be addressed. Improved memory throughput means a more efficient VNF performance. That's, I would say, probably top of the list right now in what needs to be solved in truly transition from an appliance-based world, right, into a cloud-based virtualized infrastructure. Second one is efficiency. If you look at what Intel is taking to market with the new processor, you know, integrated network fabrics, and so the ability to actually run way more efficiently across the infrastructure, that's also key. And there's an aspect of security and encryption as well, which is actually starting to come up across the board. Security doesn't stop at the application layer or the network layer. It's pretty much embedded everywhere. So to me, if I look at all of these characteristics, one, there's an aspect of a future-proofing your environment, right? This is a new generation of chips that will enable this transition in applications that are not yet built today, but the characteristics of those applications are already addressed by the infrastructure. And of course, the footprint, the aspect of operational costs and cost of ownership is very important in a telco environment right now. So it means that we can now start running more and more workloads on a smaller hardware footprint. So this provides a very valid ROI model for new networks.
One final question. I know that folks will be interested online in finding out more about the solutions being delivered to market and more about what the companies are doing to drive the next generation of technology forward. Do you have some places that folks can go to keep in touch with Intel on these topics?
For Intel, sure. It's www.intel.com/network.
And Gabriel?
On our side is www.vmware.com/go/NFV.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for your time today, guys. It was a real pleasure.
Thanks, Allison.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.